Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kendra. How may I help you?
Yes, Kendra, this is Eugene B. Coleman. And I called last week about getting this improper charge reversed on my Capital One credit card. And I go on there and has not been reversed. So if you would, otherwise I'm going to have to file a claim with Capital One. Yeah. I think it's easier if you just reverse it.
Could you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up an account?
Yes. 16365.
Did you verify your address for the security of the account?
Yes, it's 3979 Follett Run Road, Warren, Pennsylvania, 16365.
Okay, and your account was canceled out for the Dyson vacuum content entry. Bear with me one moment.
You say it has been canceled?
Yes, sir. Bear with me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so you filed a dispute against that charge, sir?
No, because I called them back and I told them that you were going to handle it. So it's still on my bill, but
okay,
it's not in dispute right now.
Since you stated that you did dispute, we would still need your bank to call in to say the dispute wasn't filed before a refund could be issued.
Okay, and you haven't received a call from them? Because I told them you said that. I don't know what they were going to.
Well, we would need them to call in before we can issue a refund, sir.
Okay, and who should they call and who should they ask for?
Well, they can just call this number you're calling in on, and whoever answers could assist with the account.
All right. I don't understand why you're not just reversing it without going through all the hassle of having a credit card involved. Because you have all the information. You can simply issue a credit for $49.88 to my card. And I don't understand why you're making it difficult instead of just taking care of the fact that, your ad, I did not agree to this $49.89 charge. That's what I said originally, and it was nowhere on the link. All I agreed to was $2.98 or something for shipping and handling.
Well, sir, since you stated that you filed a dispute, we would still need them to call in.
Well, but there's not, as far as I know, Capital One does not have a dispute with you because I told them that I thought you would do the right thing and just credit it and take it off my account.
Right, but sir, since you spoke with the previous agent and you said that you would dispute or you filed a dispute, we will still need them to call in.
But no, I told the agent I did not file a dispute. I called them to ask them what to do, and they said calling you is the simplest way and getting you simply to credit this. Since I'm disputing with you, not with my credit card.
Well, sir, per the note, it says that you said you filed a dispute, so we would still need them to call in to verify that a dispute is not in process.
Well, your agent wrote it down that I filed a dispute, and I said, no, not yet. I said I called them and asked them about filing a dispute, and they said to call you and see if it is taken care of in a couple of days, and that's what I did. It's a couple of days later, and I called you. So you're insisting that I have them call you?
Yes, sir.
And actually register it as a computer against your dispute against your company, right?
We would need them to verify the dispute was dropped before we can refund any charges.
Well, I think what they'll do is they won't just dispute it. They will block your company from using Capital One.
Okay, sir, but we still won't be able to refund you until they verify the dispute was dropped.
All right, I'll have them call you.
Okay, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye.